Hello, and thank you for being here. It's March 11th in the fourth week of Lent. Let's begin today by looking more closely at the family of Herods in the New Testament. Herod the Great, the Herod of Jesus' birth. Rome allowed him to call himself King of Palestine. Surrounded by intrigue and conspiracy, he maintained his power by the cold-blooded murder of anyone he considered a threat, which included high priests, two of his sons, his mother-in-law, and his favorite wife, Miriam. He is also the Herod of the massacre of the innocents. He reigned until his death in 4 BC. Herod Antipas, the Herod of Jesus' death. When Herod the Great died, his kingdom was divided among three of his sons. Herod Antipas ruled over Galilee, north of Jerusalem, where Jesus was raised and where he carried out most of his ministry. Antipas was a hostile, vain, crafty, called the fox, lascivious person, the one who produced John the Baptist's head on a platter after the dance of Salome. In 39 AD, he was exiled by the Roman Emperor Caligula. This is the Herod who was visiting Jerusalem at Passover, to whom Pilate sent Jesus during the trial. Herod Agrippa, the Herod of James' death. He was a grandson of Herod the Great and Miriam. By 41 AD, he ruled over much of Palestine. He supported the Pharisees and thus persecuted Christians. He executed the Apostle James, one of the two sons of Zebedee. A grotesque description of Herod Agrippa's death, 44 AD, is found in Acts, chapter 12, verses 20 to 23. Let's learn now about the Herod Jesus encountered during his passion. Herod was very glad to see Jesus. He had been wanting to see him for a long time, for he had heard about him and had been hoping to see him perform some sign. Luke, chapter 23, verse 8. Luke mentioned Herod Antipas three times earlier in his gospel. 1. John the Baptist had censured Herod because of his evil deeds and because he had married his brother's wife. Herod then put John in prison and later had him beheaded. 2. Herod heard about all that Jesus was doing and what people were saying. He said, "Who then is this about whom I hear such things?" And he kept trying to see him. 3. Some Pharisees came to Jesus when he was on the way to Jerusalem and said, "Go away, leave this area because Herod wants to kill you." How uneasy this must have made the friends of the Lord when they learned Pilate sent Jesus to Herod. We're not sure why Pilate did this. He and Herod were not on good terms. Was Pilate trying to dump his problem on Herod? Or was he trying to honor Herod and reduce the friction? Whatever it was, Jesus was caught in the middle. Today, Jesus continues to be caught in the middle, in wars between nations, or in families, or among co-workers, or between neighbors or within parishes. It helps to remember in any conflict that whatever the circumstances, Jesus is there, loving people on both sides. any war in particular come to mind? Spend some quiet time with the Lord.